morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
And this morning we have Yerran Primary School with Joel R, Grace, Joel C and Sam.
Good morning everyone. My name is Joel R. Welcome to
Yarra Valley FM 99.1. My name is Grace.
I am Joel C. We're from Yerran Primary School.
My name is Sam. I hope you enjoy our show.
We all wanted to be the coordinator for today, but it was getting too confusing.
We have decided to share the responsibility.
I think that is a very good decision.
Yes, it is. I'm glad I thought of it.
No, Joel, it was my idea.
You are wrong, Grace. It was my suggestion.
Come on, let's get on with the show.
Before we start, we have a special message. We would like to read from Jenna Cole, our principal.
I enjoy my time at Yerran Primary School immensely. I would like to share some of the things that make working at Yerran Primary School a real pleasure.
We have a great bunch of students who always look out for one another, encourage each other, and praise each other's efforts.
We have values that our students reflect on a daily basis in class and in the yard. Responsibility, respect, teamwork, and independence.
We provide the students with a wide range of experiences, such as cooking, camping program for the entire school, sporting clinics, incursions and whole school excursions relating to our units of work, family, maths and science nights, preschool visits, transaction programs, our own Anzac service, music program, Japanese, art program, swimming, participation in regional events, and our annual school production.
We also have access to electives like kayaking and skiing for the upper school students. We have enough iPads, netbooks and computers for all students.
We participate in many community events, such as Anzac services, where we lay wreaths. Men's shed involvement, Lilita Library author and illustrator sessions, and animal aid, preschool visits, Lilita Airport, just to name a few.
Thanks for the message, Mrs. Cole. Please feel free to call her on 9739-1451 to arrange a tour of our school anytime.
Over to you now, Joel.
Hi, my name is Joel and I'm 12 years old. I play basketball for the Lauderdale Lakers and football for the Coldstream Cougars. I've been at Yerran Primary School from prep to grade 6 and I have some awesome memories like productions, school excursions, hoop time and much more.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Grace. I'm 12 years old and I adore cats. I also like blue-tongued lizards. I find cats better than dogs as they are easier to look after, are helpful with mice, and don't need to be cleaned or walked. Blue tongues are more of a recent pet. I have always liked reptiles. I have two brothers and one sister. I love to write stories, watch movies, and draw. I used to play basketball, soccer, and football. My favourite season of the year is summer because you get to go swimming and have Christmas as well. I like to have water fights with friends and family.
I would like to tell you a little bit about myself. I have lots of pets. I have two dogs, one yabby, two cats, 8 chickens, 3 fish, 1 guinea pig. I also like playing video games. My favourite is GTA 5 where I can customise my car how I want it to look. I really like to put big spoilers on my cars because it looks cool. The modifications are only for certain cars, trucks, or four-wheel drives. Changing the look of the cars is the best part of the game.
My name is Joel as well. Because there are two of us at our school, we became Joel R and Joel C. I like music, sports, and YouTube. I live in Yarra Glen with my mum and her partner and his two girls, and Daniel. Daniel and Sean are my brothers. Sean doesn't live with us. Sean is awesome. I go to my dad's house every second Friday. He lives in Doreen with his partner and her two sons, Jake and Dion. I love going there as well.
The song that you are going to hear is by George Ezra. It is Blame It On Me.
Cool.
God then was blessed by the gods of me and you. We had a wish for to find ourselves some truth. Ooh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? We counted all our reasons, excuses that we made. We found ourselves some treasure and threw it all away. I see the gypsies roll. Oh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? When I dance alone and the sun's beating down, blame it on me. When I lose control,
I'll be going to Lauderdale High School with two of my friends from Earring. I'm going to Lauderdale High because they offer really good sport programs and I love sport. And of course, my sister also goes to Lauderdale High. On Friday, the 9th of November, we went to Lauderdale High for a small school orientation day. The school is so big compared to what I'm used to. But I can't wait to start next year. Our next orientation day will be on Tuesday, the 11th of December. I hope to meet more new people and my teachers for next year.
Next year, I'm heading off to Lauderdale High School, as are two others from our school. I'm going to Lauderdale High because my cousins, my sister, and my brothers have all gone there. I think the scariest thing about going to high school is the amount of people that are at Lauderdale High. There are 23 kids at my current school and about 1,700 kids at Lauderdale. What a difference.
I will be going to Lilydale Heights Secondary College next year. A heap of my friends I know are going there from Speedway. Also, some of my friends from my old school in Yearing at Coldstream. I'm the only one that is going there.
The school I am going to is Yarra Hills Secondary College in Mount Evelyn. My brother Daniel will be there in Year 8. He's told me lots of things about the school, and it looks like a great place. I've met some of the teachers, and they seem nice. I am sure I'll make some amazing friends. I can't wait to get there. It will be quite a difference. I'll really miss Yearing Primary School, but going on to secondary school will be an adventure.
When I'm finished school, I would like to be a professional basketball or football player. If that doesn't work out, I would also like to be a carpenter. I enjoy making things out of wood, and I really enjoyed helping to make the cubby house at school with the men from the Araglen Men Shed.
I would love to be an author and a cat breeder when I'm older. I have been told many times that I write wonderful stories. I love to write and make up stories. It allows your creativity to roam free in writing form. I would also like to be a cat breeder. I love kittens and taking care of them. I also like to see a kitten go to a new home. My grandma has been breeding cats for 12 years now, and I grew up around her. I know a lot about cats and how to look after them. I also know how to help a cat give birth.
I have a few ideas what I'll want to do when I finish school. I could be a mechanic in the military, maybe a police officer, a mechanic, because I like working on cars, or a V8 supercar driver, because I love racing my car around the track. You probably can tell that I love racing cars. It is a bit different from other sports. I race up at Alexandra Speedway. Cars on car racing is a lot of fun. I guess I'm pretty lucky.
I want to become a builder or an inventor when I finish school. If I was an inventor, how good would it be to create something new that was going to help the world in different ways? I would be famous, maybe. If I was a builder, I would build fantastic buildings and houses, and the pay is good. I also want to own a hillside luxury mansion with cars and lots more.
The song I have chosen is Shotgun. I love this song. It's sung by George Ezra.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. South of the equator, navigator, gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. Diving round the clock, bikini bottoms, lager tops. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll
I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We got two in the front, two in the back, sailing along. Dreaming of, if you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Great choice, Grace.
My time at Ewing is nearly coming to an end. I'm excited to be going to secondary school, but I'm sad to be leaving behind my teachers and all my friends. Big thanks to Nick Westerman, who has been my teacher for the past 3 years. I've enjoyed playing practical jokes on him, beating him 2 times in Around the World, which is a maths game, and playing lots of different sports with him. I would also like to thank Mrs. Cole, the principal. She was my teacher from prep to grade 2. She is a great teacher and writes really cool scripts for our school productions. Then there is Vaughn. Little does she know, I actually let her win lawn bowls, but shh, don't tell her. A big thank you to Nana Faye for everything she does at our school. Thanks to all the teachers and staff. I will miss you all.
What I like most about my school is probably the things that we do. I also like that we are a small school. It helps us to know and be friends with everyone. One of the things we do is go on several excursions every year. Two of my favourite excursions were when we went to Artvo this year and Chinatown last year. I liked Artvo quite a bit, mostly because of all the cool paintings on the wall and how you could be part of them instead of just looking at them. I also liked the Chinatown excursion because we learnt a lot about China and their traditions and about their foods, especially the dumplings. My favourite things about Ewing would probably be my friends, my teachers, and most of all, our principal, Mrs. Cole. I think I'll miss almost everything about Ewing. I have loved my school for 7 years now, and even after I leave, I'm positive that I'll love it forever. I will miss Ewing so much once I leave for high school. In fact, if I could, I would stay at Ewing for the rest of my school years, but unfortunately I can't.
My favourite school camp is Safety Beach because it was my first camp that I ever went on. Puffing Billy is stands out because when I think about school excursions, my dad came on with me. I almost lost my shoe when I had my feet dangling out of the window. I was swinging my feet about when I felt my shoes coming off. Lucky me, I couldn't in time.
I'll miss my teachers and my friends. I have lots of wonderful memories. Having a year at school without my brother being there, being a school captain, trying to be cute, and lots more. I'll miss the excursions, cooking days, playing with my friends. We have had lots of opportunities, such as orienteering, where we have learned new skills, such as mapping and using a compass to get around. Then we had tennis clinics and coaching, and getting our sustainability program up and running. I have always had fun when we have our productions. The production I liked the most was Down Memory Lane. I played Molly Meldrum in it. I even had to wear a hat.
Time for another song. I have chosen You Give Love a Bad Name, which is a Bon Jovi song.
Shout to the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
Tradition with the grade sixes, acknowledging each student at Yering Primary. We all discussed how we will remember them, so here goes. Are you all listening?
Ariane loves group hugs and sitting on everyone's lap.
Xander is very energetic and is always running around and likes to say, shh, to everyone.
Nate is funny, because whenever he gets hit by a ball, he plays dead.
Grady is only new at our school. He's very sensitive and enjoys getting fist pumps.
Zoe likes to bring all sorts of things to school. It might be hats, earmuffs, or stuffed toys. She has lots of stuffed animals.
Kai is always spilling his Milo or yogurt because he's in a hurry to go and play.
Kira is Miss Chatterbox. She really loves talking and she has a great smile.
Billy loves to eat. She's always in a hurry and quite often she finishes up with yogurt on her face or on her uniform.
Kiara is Miss Girly Girl with attitude that makes us laugh. She loves her dancing.
Kipton is also new at our school. He is very sociable but sensitive.
Who loves dinosaurs? Tyson, of course. Tyson carries his clipboard around everywhere with him. What does he write on it? Maybe it's a secret.
Ella always tries to do her best and she has a great smile.
Brody really loves his sport, enjoys making us laugh. Brody can be a bit of a clown sometimes.
Bailey can run like the wind. He is very creative in writing and enjoys making a presentation to the classroom.
Flick is Miss Girly Girl with attitude. Flick loves to help out whenever she can.
Steph H is a great friend to everyone. She's always smiling and likes school and homework. Really, Steph? Who likes homework?
Josiah loves his technology and enjoys telling us about it.
Steph K enjoys reading and coming up with silly names for us all.
Turn up the volume for our next song. It is TNT by AC/DC.
Man.
to finish off, I would like to say that I'm going to miss so many things at year in primary school. I'm going to miss being school captain, hoop time, breakfast club, playing basketball with Brody, having all the little girls chase me around the schoolyard. Well, I probably won't miss that. Helping the little kids when they need help, reading to the cats and dogs at the animal aid, and of course, Yarra Valley FM. Good luck to Joel C and Sam, who will be heading off to a different high school. I'm going to miss you guys.
I believe that most of your enjoyment from school is evenly divided between your teachers and your friends, and for some, the schoolwork. I am someone who likes school because of my teachers. At Yarring, we have three teachers and three helpers and one office worker. If I had to pick a favourite teacher, it would be nearly impossible for me. But if I really had to choose, I think I would say they were all even. The teacher that I've known the longest would be our principal, Mrs. Cole. Mrs. Cole has been teaching at Yarring since 2007, which is 1 year after I was born. Mrs. Cole was my prep grade one teacher. Mrs. Cole has made these past 7 years worthwhile. Even after I leave for high school, I will visit her as often as possible. Another teacher who I've known for a year now is our art teacher, Meredith. She teaches the prep to twos on Thursdays and Fridays. She also teaches and runs values on a Friday. The last teacher is the 3-6 teacher, Nick Westerman. Nick teaches everything from maths to science and much more. I've known him since I was in grade 4. Nick has helped me a lot in the past 3 years. He has helped me try and finish Kwasi's Diary, which is a book I have been working on. I would really love to publish it one day. Thank you for all your help, Nick.
I just want to say thanks to Nick for helping me and playing games in the schoolyard when you're on yard duty. And thanks you, Mrs. Cole. You're the best.
I'd like to say thank you to Nick for his help and finally giving me my pen lessons. Encouraging me to improve my writing finally paid off. I love all the science experiments, especially when we had to find a way to protect our eggs from breaking when we dropped them off a ladder. Guess what? It was an excellent experiment. And for putting up with my silliness. Wait, and big thank you to Mrs. Cole for everything that you've done for me and putting up with my silliness. I'll miss you heaps. Thanks to everyone that's helped me at the school.
Anyway, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed today's presentation. My time on Yarra Valley FM has come to an end. See you later.
I hope you will enjoy Yarring Primary's future presentations on Yarra Valley FM. I'm sure you will. But for me and everyone else here for me today, goodbye. That's all, folks.
Goodbye, everyone. I hope you had fun listening to us today. You're in primary school. Rocks!
Thanks to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. It has been a great experience being here. To everyone at Yarring, I'll miss you. Thanks for everything. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.